It's Brian and Trisha. There's a new trend that I'm not suggesting that you do this, but I just think it's something
me
that
personally or anybody.
This is just something that I find it so odd and interesting that I feel like we just have to talk about it. There is a video that's gone viral, and I've not watched the video. I'm just reading about it. She's got a flu remedy. You take a potato and you cut it in half and then slice off two pieces. You press the potato slices against the bottom of your feet, put socks over them to keep them in place, and then you remove them in the morning. There will be an indentation on your feet, which she says is normal, and the potato slices will be a disgustingly dark color because the toxins are removed, but she insists that you will feel much better. You're going to put potatoes on your feet.
Okay, I will tell you, potatoes turn brown and disgusting.
Yes.
Just being in contact with the air.
Yes. So you don't have to leave it.
You can't peel potatoes and just lay them on your counter.
No.
So it's not because it's pulling toxins out of your foot. What maybe, kind of hokey malarkey?
Maybe it is like pulling some stuff out of your feet. I can see a picture of the potatoes, the brown potatoes that she's taken off of. Either her feet were really dirty or they are just, you know, it's brown because of the air. Either way.
I don't care what kind of voodoo your mama taught you. That's not really going to work.
I don't know if this is true.
I do believe.
But what in the world?
I do believe that some home remedies are very real.
Yeah.
I do believe that some holistic treatment things can be extremely beneficial and helpful. I do think that Eastern medicine is overlooked frequently, mm-hmm. and that we're just, you know, we want to go the Western medicine route, which is take a pill or get a cut.
Yeah.
You know, I do believe there are other ways to heal a body.
There are natural ways.
There are natural ways, you know, and God gave us those things, plants and things like that, that can do all sorts of miracles. But I'm sorry, the potatoes on your feet thing is ridiculous.
But you should try it. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like...
Do you know how probably, I flush the toxins out of my body?
Probably cannot hurt you. By putting potatoes on your feet. I don't know. I'm not an expert in potatoes and medicine, but...
I will tell you, if you carry a rutabaga in your pocket, your knee will stop hurting.
What?
Why not? People are going to make up ridiculous lies. Radish in your ear and put earmuffs on, and you'll be able to hear better the next morning.
I don't
morning.
Know where this woman got this information, but, you know, if it makes you feel better, maybe it's just, like, taking your mind off of... Because sometimes it's mind over matter. You know, there is something to that, but if you're sick, you're sick. But if it mentally can make you feel a little better by putting a potato in your sock, go for it. Why not? But you imagine if you have a dog in the bed with you and the dog just keeps sniffing your feet all night.
Licking your feet. Why are your feet all wet? It's got potato mush and dog spit on.